Rachel Supley was in her Ohio living room when trouble came crashing through the door in the form of a 500-pound pet black bear. The bear pinned Supley to the ground and bit her until the woman's 15-year-old daughter lured the bear away with a tempting offer of lunch meat. The bear's owner may be in for a surprise of his own. A court would likely find him legally responsible for the woman's injuries, even if he did absolutely nothing wrong. And he'd need a lot more than pungent lunch meat to shake his pursuers in court. Usually, in order to make someone pay for an accidental injury, tort law requires proof that the defendant was negligent. That means that the injured party must prove that the defendant acted unreasonably in some way that caused the accident, that the defendant ran a red light, for instance, or drove too fast on a rain-slick highway. If the defendant's behavior was not blameworthy, there's no legal basis for making him pay. The accident is just bad luck for the victim. Not so, however, at least usually, with raging black bears. There's an exception for the keepers of wild or exotic animals in common law. Those who possess wild animals can be held strictly liable for injuries caused by the animals, meaning that the defendant can be held legally responsible simply for owning the animal, even if the owner acted entirely reasonably in caring for it and was blameless in causing the accident. And an Ohio court affirmed that rule in a 1996 case where a lion, they say, broke free from a farm and mauled a neighbor. According to news reports, the bear in Ohio escaped from a licensed wildlife breeding farm when the owner entered the bear's cage to do some cleaning. The beast then ambled down the road straight to the victim's home. There's precious little room to wiggle free from strict liability under those circumstances generally. Courts make exceptions in cases where the injury is caused by a truly wild creature who happens upon the defendant's property. So, for example, a Texas court held that an RV park had no duty to protect a patron from attack by 1,000 fire ants that set upon him while he was working underneath his trailer. But the court noted, if a landowner reduces a passing wild animal to possession or control, he will then incur the duty to keep it safely. Courts have also recognized a defense when the victim of an animal attack knowingly puts himself in harm's way. The South Dakota Supreme Court found no liability where a woman stood too close to a cage containing two strapping young bear cubs and within easy reach of one, which reached through the bars and knocked her down. Strict liability is also limited to injuries that are caused by special qualities like fangs and claws that make the wild animal abnormally dangerous. So a court in 1905 found no liability to a buggy rider injured when his horrified horse bolted at the sight of a bear being walked through the streets of an Indiana city. Same result in an early case out of New York, when a horse was frightened by the sight of a circus elephant being led through a town. The court ruled that the plaintiff's injuries could have been caused by the sight of any large object moving down the street, and so found that they weren't caused by the animal's dangerous propensities. The Indiana court also recognized what might be called a gentle Ben exception to strict liability, worrying that, quoting now, the owner of a bear, subjugated, gentle, docile, chained, would not be permitted to conduct the homely brute along the public streets. But none of those defenses would likely help the owner of the Ohio bear. First, brutish parading bears likely wouldn't lead to the same sort of soft-heartedness in 2006. Second, this bear was neither gentle nor indigenous to the owner's land. And finally, bite marks and scratches are exactly the sort of injuries that make bears abnormally dangerous. Fortunately, Rachel Supley survived her ordeal in surprisingly good shape. She credits her survival to divine intervention, saying that God sent an angel in the person of her quick-thinking daughter. The bear's owner may need a similar miracle. I'm Amy Guida.